So what's the main purpose of your visit to Madeira?
First of all, thank you very much. The main purpose of the visit is it was to invite Madeira to participate in our event in Canada next month. In October, we will have our Urban Economy Forum number 7 related to urban finance housing. But we recognize Madeira as a leading region and as a leading destination that is doing a lot of work related to innovation, related to economy, sustainability as well. So we are more than glad to invite you to participate in our forum and talk about your experience, your new initiatives. We also have new initiatives for Iberoamerica, for Spain and Portugal, and we will try to find new ways to collaborate together.
Okay. What do you identify as the main challenges for a region like Madeira, which is an island and with a very specific context, politics, economics, financial? What the main challenge for Madeira?
One of the main challenges that I identified as soon as I arrived is how the success of the island can be in good relation with the tourism. The tourism, as we know, and even in Latin America and in Mexico, we have bad experiences in places and destinations that they didn't realize the right policies, the right vision for how to live the early day with the tourism. There is a lot of events in Latin America where people talk about the tourism generate wealth, but the question is for who or what kind of wealth. So in terms of sustainability, you have an amazing assets like the nature, like the sea, of course, the hills, the mountains. So deal with the tourism in the correct way, I think, was one of the main challenges. You are doing a lot with through the secretary that is worried, as according to the meeting I had. I see a lot of commitment, a lot of vision in how to preserve the quality of life that you have. So the quality of life, how do you preserve it? How do you keep it in the correct way for the people that lives here? And also for the tourism. The tourism is okay, but it has to do it in the correct way. I think that's one of the main challenges. Of course, the political and economics around the globe is a weird moment, no? Yes. With all the things that are happening right now in Europe. The challenges are different in Latin America, but there is a lot in common. So we will be more than happy to have Madeira in our event with the American cities, with Canadian cities, talking about all these topics. And I'm sure that Madeira, it will be leading the new conversations about sustainability and economics, and you are doing good. I'm sure that you will be able to do it much better. And our compromise as an organization that was created by the United Nations is to support Madeira. I did this commitment today to support you. And also we explore the possibility to have an important event next year here in Madeira. So we will be working together.
Yes, great expectations.
Great expectations for sure, a lot to do. But you have the capability, you have the right team. The team I met today, all of them are great. So congratulations, and we're more than happy to work with you.
Thank you so much, we're happy to.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.